Good morning. My guests this morning are from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival, Ellen Bluestein and Doron. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Roland.
So we are talking about a movie called Harmonia, which is being presented on Tuesday, October 10th, as usual, with the festival, 1 p.m., nice afternoon show, and 7:30 p.m. in the evening. So who wants to talk about this movie?
Oh, I think Doron should talk about it.
Okay.
So Harmonia is our opening night. It's based on the biblical story of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and their children. And it's based in the Jerusalem Philharmonic, and it has a lot of classical music in the film, organically woven into the story. The main character, Sarah, she's the lead harpist. And the reason why the director chose to do that was because his grandmother was the lead harpist in the Israel Philharmonic.
Wow.
And he grew up listening to harp.
Uh-huh.
So he had the lead actress actually learn how to play the pieces that she was going to shoot, because he didn't want it to be that she does as if, and we hear
somebody else, right? Yeah,
well, I think we do hear somebody else, but she does the actual piece of music so that it fits with the music and it looks real and it looks musical. It doesn't make you crazy. Oh, she's not playing. I can't suspend my disbelief, right? She
right.
actually looks as if she is playing it.
Great fact. I didn't even know this.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, we should mention that that this is the 22nd annual Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. How does it feel to have gone on like this for so long?
It feels like a strong community tradition.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
It's fabulous. It's wonderful. The community embraces it. I believe we extend our reach year by year. Doron and the Film Festival Committee have done a great job picking films this year. The lineup is wonderful. You don't want to miss these. They won't be shown again in Sonoma County.
They really won't?
Well, unless somebody picks up a theatrical release, which did happen last year with The Women's Balcony. Occasionally we'll pick something that goes into the theaters, but generally no.
How involved are you now after all this time in picking these movies?
I'm still on the film festival committee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she gets one vote like everybody else.
Right, I'm just another schlepper who comes and helps out at this point.
You like that movie? Maybe.
Right, maybe we'll listen to you.
Right.
I'm now the executive director of the Jewish Community Center, so I am keeping my hand in for sure.
So I like to check, particularly with festivals and yearly events that have gone on for quite some time. Are there any big changes this year?
The big change is Doron Hovav, who is our new film festival director.
Ah, great. Okay. What's your background?
I came to live in Sonoma County from Israel 2 years ago. I worked for television, for Israeli television, as a video editor for 20 years. Did some of the biggest, highest rated TV shows like the Israeli Saturday Night Live and MasterChef and big shows like that, and then decided to take it down a notch with the type of work, the stress that primetime television takes, not knowing that the film festival has its own.
Right. Takes much more.
Well, not much more, but you know, every job, if you put yourself into it, has some level of stress.
Well, who do people call? Where do they call to get tickets and to get information?
So all the information and the tickets are on the JCC website. That's www.jccsoco.org. You'll find the trailers, the descriptions of the films, and links to buy tickets. You can buy a season pass or individual tickets for the matinees or for the evening show. So lots of options for you there.
Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.